Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chattin', your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have one of them eat and mess cocktails.
Cheers. Off at Chimova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Are we all right?
All good, you?
All good.
Marvellous, yeah.
Marvellous.
Good stuff. Good.
Bit of a twelve.
No,
not at all.
No,
Mark.
No.
Mark, being up to anything?
No, I'm always busy, but not up
always
to.
Busy.
Not
always, always busy.
Always busy.
You're not been coffin shopping around yet?
Coffin shopping.
Coffin shopping.
Coffin.
Coffin shopping.
Yeah, not as in not coffin. Not coffin.
As in. Do you mean coffin as in
as in a wooden
no.
box?
Oh no! Why would I be buying them?
Well, you know.
Oh, for myself?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, listen, I've already said to Ethan and that, don't bother spending money on, just get a, because you can buy wicker baskets, can't you?
Yeah.
They're just expensive, though.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm sure you'd fit in my wheelie bin.
Well, listen, I'll say that.
I'll be honest, I was just going to use you as a Guy Fawkes.
I'm not
you
bothered.
Know what they say, none burn.
I'm not, but listen, I'm dead. It don't matter. Just, you know, chuck me in a wheelbarrow and die. It don't matter. So, no
well,
coffins.
Unless, last of some wine.
That was Tim
Bath. You know, if you were, you know, if you like were rich though,
yeah,
like proper rich, and you had the opportunity, would you want to be cryogenically frozen?
Is that a thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't think we were talking about this episode.
I've thrown him. I've thrown him. I've asked him a question he weren't expecting.
Hold on. Did they cryogenically freeze you while she's still alive?
No.
So you die?
Yes.
And then you're dead, aren't you? So it doesn't really matter, because once you're dead, you're dead.
Well, no, because the idea is people are cryogenically frozen in case they come up with a way of being able to bring people back to life.
Kirk's read a plaque at Disney.
Yeah. But I thought this still cryogenically froze you when you were alive, but dying.
So that
because once you're dead, you're dead. They can't bring your heart back to life.
They can't now. That's the whole idea.
But I thought science, biology teaches you once a heart is done, you can't bring it back to life.
Now?
No, but you could replace the heart with a mechanical.
Once upon a time, Rob, people died of the cold.
Yeah, I know.
And now people don't.
Yeah, I know, but once your heart stops, because it's all on electrical impulses, isn't it?
Yes.
And once that's gone, there's no reviving that muscle.
People's hearts have stopped and restarted.
Yeah. I get it, but not after 10 years, after,
well,
20
well,
years.
Well, that's the whole I idea think, of being cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, I think what Kurt is getting at is, you imagine you bought, I don't know, a pork joint from Aldi, and it goes out of date tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fetch it home today.
And freeze it.
And you freeze it for a month.
Yeah.
And then you get it out, and it still runs out tomorrow, even though it's a month later.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Is there a potential that you could bring that pork joint back to life?
So they have to freeze you. They have to freeze you very quickly after death.
Well, I don't know, Rob. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
And you're, once again, using Rob fact of how long a heart can not beat for before it can beat again.
Yeah, the
when
thing
fundamentally,
is,
we've no idea.
Yeah.
We do know how long a heart can beat.
How long?
Give me a sec. Well,
Rob.
How long?
Well, I need to Google it, but I would say it's no more than 30 minutes.
Rob, people have been dead for longer than 30 minutes and come back to life. Yeah.
I think the idea is that people that are being cryogenically frozen, i.e. Walt Disney, in the hope that one day, because we don't know yet whether it will ever be possible, but one day the technology might exist to say, actually, if we do this, this and that, we'll bring them back to life. And then all of a sudden,
Or even
let's defrost them, stick them in the microwave for 60 seconds and then
they take that heart out and they put a new one in, a different one in.
Yeah, but they could do that now, couldn't they?
Anyway,
no, because it's frozen.
Walt Disney, that's a myth. But
so, well, we're on that topic then. I've got a question for you. So, you know, if you forgot your entire past,
yeah,
would you still be the same person?
Well, I'm the same person. And I forgot. No. I forget everything.
No.
Yeah, Mark does this every day.
It's a regular occurrence to me.
I guess if you were to ask somebody who's parents have got is it Alzheimer's?
I'm going to say this is not Alzheimer's disease because
if you did have Alzheimer's, I guess I imagine that they would say that yeah, the person they once were, they've lost that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, you're almost like a new person, aren't you? Because if you can't remember anything about yourself, can't remember who you are, what you've experienced. All that,
yeah.
I guess you are a different.
That's who makes you into your experiences.
Yeah, but so would you like, if you like, woke up and you'd forgotten everything from like that day, you get up and you'd be a new person?
I think it depends on whether what you're talking about is whether you've
forgot it,
as in it's still there in your brain but you can't recall it, or whether it's been deleted from your brain.
Hmm. Well, I think that has happened, hasn't it, to someone somewhere at some point.
What? So,
where they've woke up and they forgot who they were.
Yeah, there's a... It's
very rare.
Amnesia?
Might be amnesia.
Amnesia?
But it's definitely a thing.
It's a thing, isn't it?
It's definitely a thing, yeah.
So you could be like a really nice, kind person, and then you wake up one day and you've got amnesia and you've completely forgotten all your past, and you wake up and you're a horrible, nasty person.
Do you think you'd wake up and all of a sudden change into a different person?
I don't know.
I guess it'd almost kind of like be starting from day one, wouldn't it?
we can start talking about dendrites and cells creating pathways with different stuff if you want.
What?
And I can explain to you
different
how the brain
stuff.
Works.
What are you talking about?
That's how you... memories are made and stored and stuff like that,
yes,
is it?
But it's also how you program your brain, so... A brain cell connects with other brain cells and creates a dendrite, which is a pathway which gives you memories, but it also gives you how you think, how you behave, how
Whoa,
you catch a ball,
what are we talking
how
about?
You pick up a cup, how you move your arm. It's all programmed in your brain. So if we're talking about losing them dendrites, so like, for instance, what are they called? Dendrites.
Dendrites.
If you've got a dendrite, for instance, and how to catch a ball, if somebody could program into your brain and delete that dendrites, you will no longer be able to catch a ball.
Wow. Well, I did actually hear... Did I hear it? I know
someone's deleted that dendrite.
For some reason, I know it. That they say that all our memories, you never remember the actual... You never actually remember the thing that happened. You're remembering the last time you remembered that memory.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's funny things, isn't there? Like with smells, where you can be walking somewhere and you smell something and it takes you straight back to where you were. Yeah.
But it's only ever a memory of the memory.
Yeah, but what you've got to be careful of is that you don't mix up how your brain's programmed to do things and recall things, etc., and memory. There are two different things.
Right.
Memories are stuff that are stored that you can recall upon.
Yeah.
But whereas... how you program your brain. So, like, for instance, how it was explained to me was, remember when you first sat behind a wheel of a car?
Yeah.
And how difficult it seemed to drive that car and how much effort and focus that you had to do to drive that car, to make that car move.
Yeah.
And now, fast forward, you've done it so many times, you've strengthened that dendrite in your brain on how to drive that car. Mm. You can now do it as second nature and do loads of other stuff at the same time, not that you're supposed to.
You
know, and so because you've strengthened that dendrite in your brain, so it's become second nature.
Well, this was the difference.
But that's
thing.
Not remembering how to drive a car.
No, that's
just programmed in your brain.
Yeah, it was more the memories of when you remember something from when you were seven.
Mm-hmm.
When you think, oh, I remember when I did this, the memories is the only remembering the last time you remembered it.
Yeah.
You're never remembering from the original moment.
The original.
Yeah, which is why over time... the memory that you've actually got is probably so far removed from what actually happened.
Especially with you.
100%.
So while we're having this level of intelligence...
I don't remember it in first place. So I have no chance.
While we're having this level of intelligent conversation, do crabs think we walk sideways?
Yes. I'm going with yes.
Have you got an answer to this?
No.
Oh,
Because believe it or not, Mark, we don't know how crabs think.
Or even if they do.
Do we not?
Or do they not just wonder why?
Well, they seem to know what if dogs like being patted on head and stuff, so why would they not know what if crab likes walking sideways?
How do you know dogs aren't going, pat me on the head one more time?
Well, they could be, so I don't like the dogs.
What if crabs are just thinking, why does the world never go forward and backwards and only left to right?
You know. Is this a podcast where we're just going to ask questions that we don't know answers to?
Well, we start on a, like...
I'll be honest, Mark, we're managing to answer them just fine. It's only you that's not able to answer them.
We don't know if they're true or not, or why. But you're just going, right, I think this is what happens. We don't know if it's right.
From Mark.
Do fish know they're wet?
Do they?
These are great questions.
Yeah, aren't they?
I guess they don't know the wet, do they?
I don't know.
That is just their
being.
They know
they're out of water because they'll be flopping around going, I'm dry.
Yeah, but they don't, do they? They don't.
Don't what?
The thought process wouldn't be, oh, I'm not wet anymore, I'm dry. It'd be, I can't breathe. There's no oxygen.
Yeah.
But they don't have memories, though, so they don't know.
That's a myth.
Oh, do they have memories?
Well.
Is it elephants that don't have memories?
Elephants have great memories.
Yeah.
Fish don't.
They say 5 seconds,
but
don't
it's
they?
A myth.
Is it, or is it really?
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Have you ever had fish?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Have you ever got to a point where you've gone to feed fish?
Yeah.
And they come to the top of the tank, ready to be fed.
Yeah. How did it know?
Hang on, Kurt. You said we don't know if crabs like walking sideways. How do we know fish have got bigger memories?
Well, because of the behaviour. You feed fish at a certain time with getting the pot out. Right, then after a while, you get that pot out and fish start to swim to the top of the water because they know they're going to be fed. Right. So you learn it from behaviour.
Yeah, from behaviour.
If they only had a 9-second memory span, they would never learn that behaviour.
I understand that, so that's what I'm saying. But the crab's not, he can't remember anything. He don't like...
Studying the thoughts of crabs.
Well, they're studying goldfish. Why are goldfish more important than crabs? Poor crabs aren't getting studied. No. Hello? I'm here. Look at me. I'm on a beach. I'm walking about. Look at me. Walking about. Are you saying nobody's worried about crabs?
I do a good impression of a crab. I used to anyway.
Yeah, go on.
I haven't done it for a lot of years. But
is it more visual?
It's more visual. Yeah, I'll say
that word for anyone on the podcast.
You heard it here first. I'll do it on the next live.
Okay.
I've got a question then. Another question.
Oh,
you know, like, obviously, we're buying as houses, aren't we? Well, some of us are.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously
that's a sore subject for me, Mark.
I know.
That's triggering.
So you don't have to get involved in this conversation. Right, and so obviously we own the land and the garden and everything. How far down do we own it all the way down to the centre of the earth?
Yeah, well, how far up do we own it?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
How far down is it that you own the land?
Yeah, it's all very 2D, isn't it? It's very much 2D
you don't just own the surface, do you?
No. Well, that's a good question. Do you know the guy Colin Firth?
Yes, who's dug under
his
house.
He's dug underground, hasn't he?
Well,
and he's got all this...
He dug under his back garden about 8 years ago.
He has.
And now
he's done his drive. And he's dug down.
So I was always under the impression, and please obviously correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't actually own the land that your house is on.
You've read it wrong.
Okay.
I don't know the technical details of this, but you own obviously the land registry. You own.
Yeah, if it's a freehold, you own.
Yeah, but even then, there is still an element of you don't own the land.
Because that's why governments can compulsory purchase the land from under you.
Yeah, I don't know what the complexities are in that respect, but
yeah.
But while you do own it, how far down do you own it?
Well, it's a long
way. And somebody can come along and go, excuse me, you can't dig down there because you've gone
point,
past my boundary
I know,
now.
Like you said, Colin Firth, he's dug down.
How far?
Quite far.
Well, that's right, because if he's dug down so far, like, you know, like a garage width or whatever, because he's got his car
on
it.
It's about 7 metres down.
Now, like Mark says, does he own it further down? Because can the neighbour down next door, can he dig down and then underneath you? Because... Do you know what I mean? Technically, could he do that?
Yeah.
Or could we dig under our houses and under theirs?
I'm guessing there is a limit because you don't own the space above your house, do you?
Well, this is it. You'd have to get planning permission, don't you? You have to get planning permission to build anywhere, be outwards, upwards, You must have to get planning for down. But yeah, I also wonder, what's the maximum height that you're allowed to build to as a residential? Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna build the Khalifa?
Khalifa Tower.
What's it called? The proper name. Burj Khalifa. Yeah, I'm going to build a Burj Khalifa in my back garden. And they're like, no, you're not.
Really?
No, you're not. Where's that money coming from? You're not building any more than 6 meters. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you can't have your fence more than 6 foot, is it, in your back garden? But your house is bigger than that, so what can you build on top of your house?
I like how we're coming with facts tonight.
Is it 6 feet? We're myth-busting tonight.
So tomatoes.
Yeah, what about them?
They're a fruit, right? Or a vegetable?
They're a fruit.
They're a fruit.
Well, they're fruit. Technically, yeah.
So does that make ketchup a smoothie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, soup, yeah. Right?
Now you're going on to this. Now you're on this. Go on.
Right, soup. Do you drink soup or do you eat soup? Because if...
Is it smooth soup or chunky soup?
Well, it's tomato...
Cream of tomato soup.
Yeah,
you drink it. It's a liquid.
But if I've got it in a bowl, I'm not drinking it.
Drinking it off a spoon.
I'm eating it. I'm eating soup.
So, I can only hear the noise you're making as well.
But if it's in a cup,
I've heard
you eating chips before.
So based on your analogy, if you had a bowl of water and consumed that water with a spoon, you would be eating water.
Yeah, but water's not a food.
No, water's
not a food.
You just said that the reason why it means you're eating it is because it's out of a bowl and a spoon.
All right, let's say vegetable soup then.
Vegetable soup.
Yeah, do you eat it?
Chunk it or smooth?
Well, vegetables, as in there's little peas in it and carrots.
Then you're eating it.
But you can drink vegetable soup. You can have a cup of vegetable soup, can't you?
But yeah, but if it's got chunky bits in, you might choke.
No, but it's not... Hang on a minute. When you eat something, what's all?
Are you chewing it or not?
What, vegetable soup?
Yeah.
Not really. You're just drinking
it. Then you're drinking it. You've just said it.
Well, exactly. So is it? Do you drink it or do you eat it?
While you're on the subject,
do you know the funny thing is? When it comes to Mark and eating and chewing, I can hear him chewing oxygen.
I know.
Genuinely.
If you're sat listening to this right now, guys, right, and you're sat there thinking, it really sounds like that this isn't a planned episode and that they're just winging it. I will be honest with you. This isn't what we planned. Carry on, Mark.
Yeah. So while we're on the subject of soup.
Yeah, what were you going to say about soup? Yeah.
Yeah. Is cereal a soup?
No. Cereal's a grain.
Yeah.
Why would it be a soup?
When you have it in a bowl of milk, does it become a soup?
No.
You see, Mark's on my team.
Would that be a soup?
Cereal is describing the type of food. It's a grain.
And it's crunchy. Well, not all of them's crunchy, but most of them are crunchy.
Oh, by the way, talking of cereal, guess what Aldi's started selling?
Lucky Charms.
No. Who eats Lucky Charms?
Pop-Tarts.
No, porridge. Well, they might have started selling all of that stuff.
They do.
But
if you buy 6 Pop-Tarts, you get a free welder.
Golden Grahams. They're back.
What are they?
I never knew they'd gone.
What? They've been gone for years.
Hang on a minute. What are they?
My favourite cereal of all time.
What is it?
And it's a cereal.
Oh, yeah, but what? What do they like? Rice Krispies?
All we need to worry about is that Kirk's about a balloon.
Have you seen... they used to be called Cinnamon Grahams, and then they changed them to Curiously Cinnamon.
Yes.
No.
Well, there's no point talking to you. Golden Grahams are back. I got very excited in America. Went to America, by the way. Not that anyone's asked me about it.
Well,
got very excited because they still sell them in America. Bought a box while I was on holiday, and a bowl and a spoon, so I could and the milk, so to eat the cereal in my room. I was that excited.
Oh, sorry. Did you bring the bowl and the spoon home?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd bought that to bring home to eat your golden grahams.
He bought a bowl at like $40 or something. A special spoon. Just left them in America. Don't bother bringing stuff home.
I got a bowl. I got a spoon. I got a box of golden grahams from shop, and I sat in my hotel room in America and had golden grahams. That's how excited I were, the fact that I could have Golden Grahams America. Came home, 2 days later, Daisy went to Aldi, they've started selling Golden Grahams!
Brilliant. But what amazes me is that you told me off for saying Lucky Charms, and they're just as bad in terms of sugar content.
Yeah, but they're horrible.
Oh, I thought they were all right. When I was younger, I mean, I had them recently, but I thought they were all right.
Any other random crap, Mark, while we're here?
Okay. So the word Q.
Yep.
Yep.
Is it just the letter Q with loads of silent letters after it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is them all letters?
Yeah, well...
I guess it wouldn't make could a do word an episode. If you don't know any letters.
Well, why is abbreviation such a long word?
At least I think we could do a whole episode on words and silent letters and...
English language, full stop. Yeah,
anyway, well, I bet it'd be enthralling.
Anyway, there was something I forgot to tell you. You know, other week when I went away for my birthday, went to Castleton.
Yeah.
We said below him, obviously drunk a few beers and went for some nice walks and whatever.
You had some beers?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Did
you? Oh, yeah.
Something like you.
And anyway, so on Saturday, it were Women's Rugby World Cup final. And we were like, right, we need to find a pub that we can watch this at. This is a good, you know, England versus Canada, there's a good chance we're going to win it. And so we were like, right, we'll do a pub crawl to find a telly. Any excuse, I know. And so we were walking round.
Let's hope you didn't fire off going to Curry's to find a telly.
Wait, in Castleton?
Anywhere.
Let's hope you didn't find a telly in the first pub, because that'd be disappointing.
Oh, we did, but it weren't big enough.
Right, so we went into... I think we'd been in two pubs at this point. We'd not found a TV.
Oh.
Then we went in one and we were like, winner. Walked in. They got... It was only a little telly. We're at bar. And I said, any chance you're having rugby? It weren't switched on, you see. I said, is there any chance you're having Rugby World Cup on in a bit? And guy behind the bar were like, yeah, we probably will do. But fair enough. Yeah. They were that convincing. Anyway, we went to sit down. We were trying to find some seats. And then as we walked through the other side in this pub... We could see that some of the tables had been reserved. There were names on them. Table of four reserved for Mr. Whoever and Mrs. Whoever. But there was a massive table with a huge TV next to it. Hmm. So this table, and there were no reserve signs on it. So waitress was walking around. I said, excuse me. I said, is this table reserved? No. I said, not at all. Could I reserve it? Because they kicked off at 4 o'clock, and it was 1 o'clock at this point. But we still wanted to go out and, you know, try some of the wares in different pubs and stuff and then come back. So I said, could I book it for 3 o'clock? She said, yeah, no problem. So we sat down at the table as we were then, because we'd already got a drink, with the intention to finish his drinks, go off on a pub crawl, come back at 3 o'clock, ready for the game at 4. This TV were next to us. It must have been at least 50, between 50 and 60 inches, and it were bang next to us. We were like, this is awesome. We couldn't have asked for a better location.
I can't wait for this funny story.
Anyway.
Something's going to go wrong.
So... My phone starts dying, and I says, I got my USB cable and a plug. I said, do us a favour, will you plug us this into that socket? So she says, yeah. She says, oh, actually, while we're here, we'll switch this TV on, make sure everything's all right with it. She switched it on. There were a massive crackdown TV. Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Oh, no.
So we're like, that was game over, wasn't it? We weren't watching it in there, so we finished his drinks.
That's why table were empty.
Well, yeah. the thing is, I'd said to her, I said, does this table work? She went, she said, I think so, yeah. But that was it. But obviously, we tested. There was a massive crackdown. It. Anyway, she came walking past as we'd finished his drinks. I went, excuse me. I said, can you remove his reservation for this table, please? She went, oh, why is everything all right? I went, yeah, that TV's got a big crackdown in it, so we're not allowed to watch rugby. Anyway, so we went off on his...
Did she say when you said that? Did she say, yeah, no, I told you when you walked in, TV's cracking?
No. Anyway, so we went on to a few more pubs, and we were really struggling. And then we went to... the Peak Hotel. Now, I know that the Peak Hotel doesn't have a TV in it. It's very traditional inside. It's a lovely place. It's just got like little old sort of beer jugs and things, you know, on the walls and hanging and stuff. Yeah, it's very lovely. Traditional. Typical Walker's pub, you know, all wooden and everything. Really nice. But we'd gone in, have a drink. We said, well, it was quite warm. We're going to sit in beer garden at back. So we got a drink, walked through, went out to beer garden. And as we got to the outside the back, it was a massive, like, shack, wooden, like, like a log cabin sort of thing. Yeah. It was huge. We stuck our heads in there, like, oh. And there were a couple sat in there. So we walked in, we had a sit down. There was room for probably 30 or 40 people in this log cabin. And we were sat talking to this couple that were already in there. And it turned out that their daughter played rugby for Castleford Tigers, I think it was. It was Castleford. Anyway, she played rugby for him. And we were like, oh, where are you watching game? Because clearly they were going to be trying to watch the game. They said, oh, well, we've got an Airbnb across the road and there's a TV in there, so we're going to go back to watch it in there because there's nowhere we can't find anywhere that's showing it. Mm. So we were like joking, oh, is there room for four more? And anyway, it didn't really go to anything. So I said, do you know what? Sod it. I'll just, there is a pub back at Hope called The Travellers. I thought, I know, I'll book an Uber. There's a fair chance that that has got a TV. We'll get an Uber and we'll just go out there and then we'll
watch
it.
They've got Ubers in Castleton.
Well.
Oh.
So I set my Uber app going, and you know what it does? It comes up, finding your driver.
Yeah.
You know, where do you want to go? Where you are? Right, locating your driver. 15, 20 minutes of this, it just circling, and I'm like, this is not happening. Anyway, I was sat there, and then I noticed on the wall behind this couple, they were like, it was quite saggy, but it was like a draped, almost like what you get off Amazon, projector screen, that was just sort of hung on the wall to some extent, but it was a bit droopy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then I noticed in on the beams were like a little Chinese, again, something off Amazon, projector with just a HDMI cable hanging out of it. Mm. So I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, there's nothing to plug into it, so that's obviously not going to work. And then curiosity got the better of me. I thought,
Sure.
Well, bearing in mind, this couple have never met us before. Don't know me from Adam, and you know what I'm like. So I goes over to this projector, and I'm like, right. And I could see, obviously, HDMI lead hanging down. And then I saw the power lead, and that were like wrapped round a beam. Then it tracked across the ceiling down to this another beam over where the bar were. So I'm tracking cable along. This woman turns to Seb and Laura and Ellen, and she's like, oh, he likes his wires, doesn't he? Bearing in mind, obviously, I do. And anyway, I managed to find the power, the plug, and it was sort of wrapped around this beam, so I unwound it back, found a socket, plugged it in, switched it on, and as it came on and it said some Miracast on the screen. So I was like, oh, hang on a second. Do us a favour, Seb. Just get your phone out. Have you got a signal? He says, yeah. Just get the iPlayer and just see if you can cast it to this projector. Anyway, he opened iPlayer, he cast it, and we got the rugby on the screen. So we were like, this is a right winner. However, the sound coming out of the projector, obviously one of these cheap Amazon special projectors, really crap sound, and I were like, this is not great. Anyway, I looked over into the corner, and they got, again, something you buy off Amazon, a massive Bluetooth, you know the Bluetooth speakers with flashing lights on them?
Yeah.
It must have been a couple of foot tall, this speaker. So I went, oh, curiosity again. Went over to this speaker, switched it on, looked on back, there were a function button, pressed it, Bluetooth. So switched Bluetooth. Okay, Seb, just do me a favour, just see if you can Bluetooth to this speaker. Bluetooth to the speaker, turn the speaker up. So we got the game on the screen. We got the sound coming through this massive speaker. There were people walking in to watch the rugby.
You were selling tickets.
Honestly, it was fantastic. Anyway.
Chatting banner up outside on frame.
Yeah, so I cancelled my Uber. They didn't go back to their Airbnb. We got drunk in there. And then after it finished, Seb said, ooh. Because obviously England won the World Cup. Let's put some drum and bass on. So we're like, right. I says, put on Voodoo People by Prodigy, the Pendulum remix. So we put that on. We turned the speed. And it, you know, and it was like, what? And it was proper loud. Anyway, member of staff come out. She's collecting glasses. She came in. She turned speaker off. So we were like, ugh. And anyway, so I went back over after she'd gone, turned it back on again.
Oh, God. Of course she
anyway,
did.
So you got a lifetime ban. A
couple of minutes later, she come back in, switched it off, unplugged it, went in, undid the hatch on the bar, put it in down behind the bar.
Oh.
And then she disappeared.
Oh, no, don't.
So I undid the hatch on the bar,
no.
Went behind the bar, got the speaker back out. And then.
You'd had a few, hadn't you?
Yeah. And then after that, this guy came and he went, there's a reason why she's put that down there. Like, oh, I'm really sorry. We're just enjoying ourselves. But we're good.
I mean,
you are mischievous, aren't you, Mark?
Of all the places to do it, Castleton's probably not one of them.
Yeah. And playing like
you see it in the hills, but honestly, we're fantastic.
Mamtor, we're rocking.
Yeah.
Is it Mamtor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're...
Well, in all fairness, we laugh and joke, but... Your resourcefulness won out there, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm.
Because you managed to sit and watch the rugby. And
I actually thought you were going to say they were coming in and go, sorry, we don't allow sports here, and just turned it off.
Oh, yeah, they've now got a fine.
Yeah.
Showing sport.
Well, there were more people coming in to watch rugby, and they were like...
Yeah.
Well, if no one's playing it, I bet they... I mean, if only they'd advertised it, they made a fortune.
And they didn't know I was coming, though, did they? So they wouldn't have advertised.
Yeah, he'll be here in a couple of hours to set it up.
So have they booked you for a couple of alternate spotting
events? No, probably, like you say, I've probably been banned.
Yeah. In all fairness, they probably still stood there in area looking at it going, how did he do? Scratching their heads. How did he manage that?
Yeah, we've got all this in to do ourselves, and we've never got it working.
I do vaguely remember, after we left there, we went to the Cheshire Cheese, I think it's called. The one next door, and it's only a really small place. Went in, there were no seats anywhere, but as part of the same pub, there's like a restaurant to the side of it. And at this point, I can remember bits, that's all, because that's how many drinks we'd had. And so obviously, I was walking around trying to find somewhere to sit, and then I thought, I walked into a restaurant, and there were loads of people having like candlelit meals, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, husbands and wives and that.
I dread what's coming next?
I come trudging through. I still got my hiking boots on, my waterproof jacket, and that. And sat down at this table, and then this lady come to me. She went, "Can I help you?" I went, "Yeah, I'm just having a drink." And she went, "Have you got a reservation?" I went, "No, just having a drink." And then, right, okay. And then she walked off, a bit awkward. And then Seb and Laura and Ellen had seen that. Then they came to me. They sat down. And then this other woman comes through. She, "Excuse me, have you got a reservation?" We were like, "No." "Well, but you sat in a restaurant." And bearing in mind, this restaurant was only half full. So we were like, "Well, if somebody wants to sit here, we'll move for them by all means, you know. There's no room for us. You've sold us a drink. There's nowhere for us to sit anywhere else." And then they were like, "Well, if you just keep it down, you can stay while you finish your drink."
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it gets you places, doesn't it?
Nightmare.
I would have crawled up in a hole at that point.
Absolutely. And if I'd have been running a restaurant, I'd have been like, "Well, tough crap, guys, pack up, move on."
Well, I'd have said, "Well, listen, it's absolutely
go
fine.
Go get a drink somewhere else.
It's £50 a head table charge. Yeah. So if you want to sit there, it's no problem. Yeah. £50 a head from a, you know, we'll give you the menus, and if you want to order food."
Well, they did bring menus over. Well, I was not hungry, thanks.
Yeah, is this all happened on the same weekend or same day?
Same day. Yeah.
Same day. So you're having a very mischievous day, weren't you?
I don't remember leaving there.
Says everything.
End up having a four-course taster menu.
But the thing is, it was the same venue. We bought a drink. They got nowhere for us to sit.
Irrelevant.
And they got somewhere for us to sit.
What you said, they had nowhere to sit. Yeah, they had a bar for you to buy drinks, but then nowhere for you to sit.
Correct.
No. I'm guessing from what you've said, is there were somewhere to sit and they were all taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were nowhere to sit.
Oh, well, that's slightly different then. When
you walk through the back where people are eating, there's places to sit.
Yeah, but you're not considering the people that have sat eating.
Well, I'm not. Dancing on their tables.
They've decided that they want a nice, quiet, romantic night.
Get 10 minutes, you'd have baseline off.
the restaurant was full, so Matt went behind the bar, up the stairs, and went and sat on their sofa and said, "There's nowhere to sit. So I'm just going to sit
and
here."
And the music weren't loud enough, so he turned it up. Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of experiences, and you have just touched on it, Kirk, we've given it plenty of time now.
I said so, it's been 2 weeks.
We wanted to let the dust settle.
Oh, yeah.
Let you get relaxed back home. I said relaxed. Yeah. Back to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's been fun.
Yeah.
And so, come on then. Let's have the conversation.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Let's have the conversation. How was it?
Are we talking about my holiday?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I didn't know you'd been on holiday.
Well, it's been that long ago. It's that long ago, mate. I've forgotten all about it, to be honest. Yeah. Well, what would you like to know? How much detail?
All of it.
Because you know what I'm like? If I start giving you detail, we'll still be sat here in
Listen,
3 weeks' time.
We don't want
giving you minute by
we
minute.
We don't want an other Mark rendition of a holiday. Right? We will be here in 3 weeks' time. Nothing wrong with your stories. You went for 3 days.
No, come on.
You went for 4 days. He went for, 32 days or something.
I sort of know a little bit, don't you? A little bit, because I went up and met Kirk separately.
You went up and met him?
And met at his house and met up. Oh. Met up, that's what I meant.
I've been back 2 weeks, Rob.
I know. Yeah, no, I know, but what I thought he meant.
He's actually been to see me.
I've been to see him.
I know.
It was 6 hours, and all we talked about was Kirk's holiday. And I don't mean that as in he didn't talk about me. I weren't interested. I just wanted to know all about it. So I've got 6 hours worth of this. It was fantastic.
Oh,
so let's have a quick catch up for you guys.
Overall, mate, Did you have a great time?
Excellent. Amazing time. Thank you very much. It was absolutely fantastic.
Speaking of fantastic, should we spin the wheel?
Okay, first question.
Okay.
What was better, Universal or Disney?
Do you know what? It's really difficult to answer that question, Rob, and I'm not being evasive when I say it, but especially after going recently and experiencing both literally next to each other, the experience, I think it's really unfair to compare them. Right, and I know a lot of people do. And
have you been training in politics?
Why?
You mean sitting on fence?
Oh,
you
sitting
mean?
On fence, not giving a straight answer. I know a lot of people do compare them, and I understand why people ask the question. But they're two completely different experiences, and they just are. Disney, the best way to describe Disney is magical. Yeah. It's about the feeling. It's about the surrounding. It's about how it makes you feel and the emotions that it generates. Universal is a theme park.
Yeah.
So although they are very good at theming and stuff like that, it's about
the rides and
the experience.
I think
experiencing the rides.
I think with Disney, it makes you feel more childlike. If you're home and in a sort of way, but Universal makes you feel like more thrilling, doesn't it? Like an adult type thing.
I mean, I know that's probably, obviously I'm saying it from a person that has been. Yeah. So I as much as I do know the differences, I was more thinking now you've got Epic Universe, which expands the Universal side of things. It was more whether, I guess probably a better question was, does Universal rival Disney more than it used to do?
Yes.
Right.
100%.
Right.
We've already said, because obviously this time round we did 10 days in Disney and then 4 days in Universal.
Right.
And I think that's quite a common thing that people do.
Yeah.
The next time we go, which I think we're planning on going back in 2030.
Right.
Count me in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're optimistic. Be an expensive funeral.
We've already said that you'd need to now do an even split. 7 days in Disney, 7 days in Universal.
Yeah.
If you were going for 2 weeks, we're talking about potentially 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
2030. I ain't told you that, Rob.
No, I know. Wow.
I would definitely say now, especially with the inclusion of Epic, so you've got obviously Universal, Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios, plus Volcano Bay as the water park, now Epic Universe. I would definitely say there's at least a week's worth of stuff to do there now, yeah.
Which was your most enjoyable park?
Epic Universe. It's incredible.
Yeah?
It's incredible.
Wow. It beat all the Disney parks.
Okay. Again, let me be clear.
Yeah.
It's a new park.
Yeah.
It hasn't got that many rides.
Yeah.
All right, and you know, as an overall part, you could go, well, Magic Kingdom's more magical, Animal Kingdom, there's a bit more to do.
More animally.
you could say all that. You could say all that. But if you were to literally grade them, as in theming, how it made you feel, and the rides, Epic would come out top.
Right.
The rides at Epic, I have never experienced anything like it before in my life. And the portals that you go through into the different lands, you feel as though you are literally entering a different world. Every single portal that you walk through, it was mind-blowing.
What does a portal look like?
So as you go into Epic, obviously you've got Celestial, like you've got the middle kind of hub thing. So at the back of the park, you've got your big hotel. What's it called, Mark?
Grand Helios.
Grand Helios, which is impressive just to look at it itself.
Yeah.
I haven't actually searched it yet, but I did find myself wondering how many bedrooms does it have. It's just massive. Yeah. But then you've got the central of the park, and then it goes off into different lands.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got Dark Universe, you've got Isle of Berk, you've got Super Nintendo World, you've got Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes, although it's not that, is it? It's beast thing.
Yeah, but it's actually called Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or Harry Potter's Wizarding World or something.
I'm a bit rusty on this. I've not been.
And so basically they're all different worlds. To get into the world, you walk through a portal.
Right.
Yeah, so you walk through a portal. And as soon as you come out the other end of the portal, you literally feel as though you've been transported to a different world.
And what does the portal look like?
So the portal's like a
subway.
It almost looks like a part of a subway.
Yeah.
So like it's got a big thing along the top pointing to the ceiling. if you like, with all the different characters on or whatever the land you're walking in. It's like an arch way going around. As you walk through, it's quite clever in the portal that it's got some sort of screens and stuff and either sounds or whatever. So to give you a good example would be the Super Mario World, Super Nintendo World. When you walk through their portal, you're walking into a group.
You need to be a pipe, don't it?
You're going into a big green pipe.
Have you been, Mark?
No.
You're going into a big green pipe, and then you get on an escalator.
Right.
So you're going up the escalator, and when you get to the top of the escalator,
you pop out.
It goes boop, 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 or whatever it does and literally you're in the world. So
you have to get off quickly before that plant comes from
the bite. And every single world that you did that in, that's how you felt. So when you walked through the portal into Dark Universe, all of a sudden you look around and you are transported to the world of werewolves and Dracula and Frankenstein's monster and stuff like that. Same with the Nintendo world. But it just... The theming, I've never seen anything like it. They have literally shown off. That's what they've done. They've gone, tell you what, we'll show you what we can do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it literally overshadows everything they've ever done for both Universal and Disney by a long way.
Right.
Closest thing that comes to it is probably Diagon Alley in Universal Studios.
Yes.
For the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
It's probably the closest, you know, they've done. But... Unbelievable.
Okay, so difficult question.
Yeah, it's not going to be a difficult question.
Most favourite ride?
Stardust Racers.
Right, okay. What is Stardust Racers? Is it themed around a thing?
So, this is quite, I've just talked about all these lands, and then obviously all the rides are in the lands, and they're all themed to do with the lands that they're in.
Yeah.
And then randomly, there's just Stardust Racers on its own.
Not in any land?
It's not in a land, it's not themed. I think it's meant to be... themed around some sort of meteor
space. The main hub, it's a word I can't say. What's it?
Celestial.
Yeah,
Celestial
which is to do with the stars and space. And it's celestial.
Yeah.
Celestitical.
Yeah.
It sounds more like testicle.
Testicle.
So that sort of is like with stars and and space and that. So this Stardust Races is based on like shooting comets and that. So that's why it's in that hub, if you like. Yeah.
So
that's why it's
obviously
there.
Before we went, obviously there was the sad news that somebody died on that ride.
Oh, yeah.
And they closed the ride. So we was going fully expecting that we wouldn't be able to experience that ride because it was closed. However, 2 days before we went to Epic, they reopened it.
Wow.
So we was very excited about being able to...
I'm very lucky.
...ride the ride, absolutely. And we got there, and although it's probably one of the most... popular rides in Florida at the minute. I mean, it's literally being crowned, like people call it, the king of coasters.
Right.
There must have been an element of nervousness about because the queue was never above 25 minutes.
Really?
Never above.
And so let me get it straight. Is this a roller coaster?
Yes. So it's a dueling roller coaster.
What does that mean?
So there's two tracks.
Yeah.
And two...
Bikes. Carriages.
Carriages going off at once.
And they do the same course at the same speed at the same time.
Yes.
So you can look to the right and you're literally seeing the same...
Yeah, track. I mean, there's elements, obviously, where it breaks off and then it comes back together again stuff like that. But yes, basically, it's what they call a dueling coaster.
Right.
And I've never felt anything like it before in my life.
Because of speed?
Everything. Everything.
Really?
Speed, turns, twists, drops... launches. I've never felt a launch in a roller coaster like it before.
Really?
It's like it launches you and then you're going, oh my god, this is amazing. Imagine Rita.
Yeah.
And then it's as though someone's turned it up to 11.
Wow.
You're on it, you're flying down this track, you're heading towards this top hat that they call
top
them.
Hat, yeah.
So where it goes up and then curves at the top and back down.
Yeah.
You're heading towards it and then all of a sudden it's as though someone at the back has just pressed the button of nitro. And you feel it go again. You don't even feel it. You don't even think how it could get faster.
Yeah.
And literally, I won't tell you what I said. And then literally, you hit this thing. You're going up practically vertical.
Yeah.
You get to crown at top. And because you're going up at such a speed, it's only a lap bar. So you lift out.
How is that possible? It's only a lap bar?
You lift out your seat. You're completely out your seat as the carriage is going over the top. So then, but by the time you're coming down onto your seat, you're on a vertical drop, which then, because it's just a lap bar, you feel as though you're going to fall forward
say,
and fall out.
How mad is that they only put a lap bar on something that goes that fast? No, he had an heart attack.
Well, he didn't, but go on.
All right, okay. Well, but, you know...
absolutely incredible. The fact that you come off, all of our group loved it. They thought we were brilliant. And literally, the best way I can describe it is I came off and I was slightly trembling with the adrenaline that was just coursing through my body. Yeah. A little bit breathless, a little bit... I mean, literally, unbelievable. The closest one that gets to it that I experienced was Velocicoaster.
Just before you move on to that...
Yeah.
I asked you what was on the back of the roller coaster because I don't think Rob knows.
Oh, on the back of the roller coaster is the thing from Back to the Future.
Out of time.
Flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
Oh,
on the
right.
Back, on the back of the roller coaster.
Oh, really?
I don't know why it is, but it just is.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
How the bloody hell did you manage to lose the flag?
So, I'm out again.
So, hashtag the chat in, hashtag flag on tour. We now need to get some more flags.
I did warn you before I went that they don't like stuff like this in Disney and stuff. They don't like it.
Hashtag flag on the floor.
When you said you were taking flag, I'm going, they're not going to be able to get that flag in there.
Yeah, we did say this, I think.
Yeah, but end of day, we got there. Magic Kingdom got a shot of it in front of the... Well, not bang in front of the castle, but I think it was, you know, with the castle in the background. And don't get me wrong, there were people, there were cast, what they call cast members, staff there, around us, no one said a word. No one said a word. Unveil the flag.
No one asked for your autograph or anything.
No, unfortunately not, no. And then we went to...
Animal Kingdom?
No, we went to Typhoon Lagoon.
Typhoon Lagoon.
Again, unveil the flag. Again, there were staff around. We took a picture. No issues, no comments, nothing. Went to Animal Kingdom. Lizzie and Simon, bless them, had got it in their bag because they took a rucksack, so they were keeping it for me. And I walked in, no problem, turned round, and Lizzie, bless her, had been stopped by security. And they were looking in a bag. So I stood there for a bit thinking, maybe she's trying to smuggle in some drugs or something, do you know what I mean? And then next thing, I see them whip flag out. And I thought, and they didn't look very happy at all. The security
people. They got a flag in a bag.
The security people didn't look very happy about this flag.
That's what I said, but the flag was in a bag.
Yes.
Because they search your bags, obviously.
I understand that. It's not like she's got a 12-inch blade in there.
Yeah,
bag.
I know. Yeah.
A flag in a bag that's doing nothing.
Yeah. So I walked over because I thought, well, this is my flag. I don't want her getting any grief for it. So I went over.
Did you not go, that's my face on the flag?
Yeah. So I went over and I'm like, effing all right. And do you know...
Effing all right.
Everything
no wonder they took
right.
it off you. And then Kurt got banned.
Yeah, everything all right. And do you know what? And I will mention this a little bit now. The times I've gone to Disney before, I would describe it as to be magical, every single part of it.
Yeah.
Every single part of it. This year, this time when I went, I noticed a massive difference in the service level.
Going down?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Right.
Just very much more matter of fact. Very much, there was no magic.
Right.
There was no magic. And I had a couple of issues with my room, as in like with the room booking and stuff. It was left for us to deal with. We had to ring Virgin. You know, with the they were very much, I'm like, well, can you not sort this? No, you to sort. Do you know what I mean? And then, you know, on what we were saying again about this flag situation, I'm going up, everything all right. Honestly, the look that they gave me and the way that they dealt with me, it was as though I'd spat on the dog.
Ow.
He went, and woman just looked at me. She went, no flags. I went, and this got my back up, you see, straight away then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No flags. I went, sorry.
Put it back in the bag then.
I'm like, sorry, what? You're not allowed flags. I said, right, okay. I says, well, it hasn't been a problem in Magic Kingdom and it hasn't been a problem in Typhoon Lagoon. She went, well, that's nothing to do with me. You can't have flags in any Disney park. As I've said, wasn't a problem in Magic Kingdom, wasn't a problem in Typhoon Lagoon. So why is it a problem in this park?
Did you say, where does it say I can't bring a flag in?
Well,
Why don't you say it with tablecloth?
She said, so, so
yes.
She said, so
yes,
she,
Mark.
So she said, she went, if you read the terms and conditions of the park, it says of entry, no flags are allowed. Now, I didn't obviously then go and check the terms and conditions because I'm going to guess that it probably is in there.
Yeah. It does say.
And I said to him, I said, it's not as if it's a country flag. It's not as if it's a political flag.
Yeah.
It's a flag for a podcast.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me and she went, is it a flag? I went, yes. No flags.
That's when you should have said it's a tablecloth. Yeah.
So I said, right, yeah. Okay. I went, right, okay, fine. No issues. Fine. Keep the flag and I'll collect it on my way out. No. Your options are take it back to your resort or it's going in the bin.
Wow.
Terrible, isn't it?
Hey. And you opted for it to go in the bin?
Unfortunately, yes, Mark. I'm really sorry.
It's a long way
but
back
it was
to
the
a
furthest,
hotel.
Literally, Animal Kingdom was the furthest park away from our hotel where we were. So it would have taken me an hour round trip to just take the flag back.
I mean, ultimately, it's astounding.
I'd have walked out of a park and I'd have just tied it to the nearest tree.
I don't imagine the fundamentals outside. That park was built on. Do you know what I mean?
Look, I understand, right? They don't want, especially with the way the world is now, there are a lot of people that are making political gestures that and stuff.
Well, anyway, just going back to the flag, we have got some flags on order because we have had a few people that have reached out as per my previous, so I won't say appeal, but saying if anybody wants a flag and they want to take it somewhere and do something with it to keep, obviously, then feel free. So we have had a few messages. The flags have been ordered, and when we get them in, we'll be dishing them out, and then. If you do get them taken off you, it needs to be a good story.
Yeah, we're only interested if it's a good story.
Yeah, and if somebody's taking it off you, it's a tablecloth.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. A
couple of questions I thought of was, do you know how, you've touched on it now about the last ride that you really love was a roller coaster, but you find that a lot of modern rides now are more experiences /
dark rides, motion rides.
Simulations. Yeah. I don't even think simulations the right word, but yeah, that sort of thing. Do you think there's more of an onus on those types of rides now rather than... So at once upon a time, it was just roller coasters, weren't it? And that's what you were going for. Mm-hmm. And I think probably when technology wasn't quite as good, some of the simulation experience rides probably weren't quite as sought after.
I get what you're saying, Rob, but I think you're about 10 years out of date.
Yeah.
Why do you ask me the question?
Coasters are massive, aren't they?
So I think you're right in what you're saying. Coasters, once upon a time, was the only thing that mattered.
Yeah.
And then they went through a stage of very much about motion rides and simulation rides, which is a factor of a few things. One, space. Two, you know, there was appealing to what they thought was a general public, and obviously it appealed to more people of older and younger.
Yeah.
However, if you look at the last few rides that have been built, Hagrid's Velocicoaster, Stardust Racer, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, the new Monsters, Inc. that they're building and stuff like that, it's all roller coasters.
All right, okay.
Now, they sometimes then factor in screens or whatever to but I would say that you're correct, just maybe 10 years out of date.
Right. Because, obviously, the... Avatar one, that wouldn't be classed as a roller coaster, would it?
No.
That was an experience.
That's right, but it's, what, 12 years old?
Yeah. Is that how old it is?
Yeah, it's quite old.
Wow. Right, so they are. I mean, they tend to find they're going away from it again now.
What I would say is the European market and American market are completely different. So if you look at Disney and Universal, they are more about attractions not as much roller coasters, but like Kirk said, they've sort of done a bit of a turn. In Europe, and particularly in Britain, we're all about roller coasters and not particularly... I mean, you look at Alton Towers, there's hardly any theming to any of these. No. They're just literally roller
rides
coasters.
Rides in a space.
Rides.
Yeah.
And that's what our market... We prefer that as a market, you know, as opposed to... Which is weird, because you think that our weather would... You'd be like, well, let's have dark rides, but that's how it is. Yeah. In America, they're more into attractions type thing.
Yeah.
But it has turned slightly towards more...
Okay.
You know.
Fair enough. How many of you went? Who actually went?
So there was 10 of us in total that went.
Right.
So there was me, Daisy, and the three kids.
Yeah.
There was Kylie, obviously the kid's mum. and Lizzie, Simon, and their two kids.
Did you learn anything about like the dynamic of your family? You know, because obviously, since you don't typically spend every day with all your kids, every day for how many days was it?
Well, 15 days. Yeah.
15 days. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything about your kids or even your friends that you didn't really, you know, you spend a lot of time with people and you think, wow, I didn't really know that about you or certainly your own kids?
I would say what I learned the most from my family is everybody, not everybody, some people find my family dynamic strange. They find it, you know, some people go, oh, I don't know how you do, you know, your dynamic. It's a bit weird. Obviously, I'm married. I'm married to Daisy. Obviously, the kid's mum is Kylie. So therefore, my ex. But yet, we all get on. Yeah. We all get on. We've been on holiday together before. We spend time together. And a lot of people would say, oh, I couldn't do that. Or, oh, I don't know how you could do that or whatever. I don't care what people think. No. I believe that what we do is doing it right. I believe that families, especially broken families, let's say, for the want of a better term, I think that's what they should be like. I think we should put the kids first. Mm. The kids see it as though they've got three parents. That's how we act and behave. And to the kids, there is no difference. So, like, for instance, I know I'm parent number three. Yeah? Yeah. It's very much Kylie and Daisy comes above me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm parent number three. And we all find our own place in what the kids go to. So, yeah, yeah. You know, they know that Kylie's a bit more of an understanding, almost can talk to them on their level. You know, Daisy helps them with advice on stuff and also has them wrapped around a little finger. If they want to spend money, they come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So
going back to that, I come back to an original question. Do you think it actually makes you closer when you talk about that unit of you, Kylie, and Daisy? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of forget the kids for a minute. Do you think it brings you three closer?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Rob, because we've always got on, and we have always got on. There's no animosity there. You know, we do get on. Actually, when you said what have we learned over the last 2 weeks, spending 2.5 weeks together in that kind of environment, is just how close we are.
Right.
Like, just genuinely, that it is so heartfelt and it is so, you know, I know it sounds a bit mushy, if you like, but it's a love. It's a bond. We are a family. Yeah. We are an absolute family. And you know, people can see it as weird all they want, but we're just human beings, and we're human beings that get on. We get on as people. We're very similar in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Kylie and Daisy are very similar characters. Mm. And we share a very strong bond of a love of three children. And and spending so much time together in such a, again, I know it sounds a bit wet, but such a joyous place and such a magical place that... when you're all stood together and you stood watching, for instance, the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom at night or whatever, and you just take a little step back and look what you're surrounded by, and you realise that your heart is just completely full.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about giving Channel 4 a ring and saying, do you want to do a documentary on our weird little family?
Weird little family.
There's a title, right?
And when
there,
I say weird, I don't mean weird. Yeah, you know, but,
I know exactly.
But Channel
what you mean.
4 would.
They'd lap it up, wouldn't they?
They would bill it as a weird. They would bill it as
You'd
a weird.
You'd make more money on YouTube.
Yeah, you would make more money on OnlyFans.
Why don't you? Okay, well, I won't go in that direction, but if you want to.
Joking.
We don't need to know what they are. You don't need to air these, but were there any dramas or was it actually all, like, did you all just get on great the whole time?
Yeah, it was all great, mate. No dramas at all. Obviously, the kids have the moments. The end of day, my kids are obviously 16, 14 and 12.
They're funny names for kids.
Yeah. obviously, Simon and Lizzie's kids are 14 and 11. Yeah. And there's five kids on holiday for 2 weeks in 32 degree heat, getting them up at 7:30 in the morning, you know, dragging them around, you know. So, yes, when we're stood in a Harry Potter queue for 4 hours.
Jesus.
Was that an actual time?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now, we didn't know it was for, when we queued up, we thought it was advertised at 2.5 hours. I think the ride must have broke down or something while we were in it. But 4 hours were in that queue. So are them kids going to start pushing back a little bit start getting tired? Yeah. Of course they are. Yeah. At the end of the day, the kids.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, remove the kids. 10 people together in any family or anything, you would expect at some point there would be some, you know, arguments, friction. Mm. Yeah. I honestly, it's not my nightmare, but to think of that many people making a decision. Right, where are we going to eat tonight?
Well,
I'd never end up eating.
Well, you see, this is the thing. This is why I was quite adamant before we went away that we had a plan.
Right.
So there were none of that. And that's not
that's very important.
That's not because of any animosity or any chance of falling out, because I don't think that the type of people that we all are as adults, it's actually we're the complete opposite of that, which then would have created its own problem. Where do you want to eat tonight? I don't know, I'm easy. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm easy.
I'm easy, it's up to you.
Yeah.
And that's the, not the problem, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you're a bit tired and everyone's hungry.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to make a decision. Yeah.
So we knew on day one we was going to Raising Cane's, on day one night we was going to Olive Garden. We knew that on what day we was going to go to IHOP for breakfast. We knew, you know, and then plus for the first 10 days, we had the Disney dining plan.
Right.
So therefore it was quick service restaurants and it was a case of... This place does burgers, pizzas, do you want to eat here? This place does seafood or whatever, do you want to eat here?
Yeah.
And that was it. And then it was just universal, really. But even then, night one, we decided to eat in the restaurant to experience the restaurant hotel, which the hotel's restaurant, which was phenomenal.
Right.
Not cheap.
Nope.
Noah was sat there enjoying a $100 lamb T-bone.
$100?
Yeah. And he's how old? 11? 12?
12.
Living the life of luxury.
But it was stunning. The restaurant was absolutely stunning. It's called The Palm in Hard Rock. But end of day, we're sat in a 5-star hotel in a Hard Rock on Universal site eating in their restaurant. Of course, it's going to be expensive. But it was lovely. At least it was lovely. Yeah. It was really nice.
You bloody expect it to be.
And then we'd already decided that on one of the nights we were going to eat at Panda Express because Scarlett wants to eat at Panda Express.
What's that?
Chinese. Chinese thing. Because it weren't a restaurant. That's what I mean. It was still like a quick service thing. And then you took your tray and sat on some tables, you know, sort of thing. It weren't a sit-down restaurant thing. And on one of the nights, obviously, was Halloween Horror Nights, where we just got the food from the vendors and stuff.
Did they enjoy that?
Unbelievable. So I know that you two have done Halloween Horror Nights. We did it last time
we went.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's better than that.
Really?
They're just upping the game all the time.
Really?
Or the scare zones are just incredible. And the actors, and it's like they're just scaling it up and up and up.
Yeah, brilliant. I know what you mean. When we went... we had a plan, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I know maybe not quite as defined as what we were going to eat, but I do think that definitely helped when it came to not arguing.
When there's a group of you, if you can turn around and say, before you even go, right, is there any place where anyone wants to go? Yeah. And someone goes, well, I won't mind trying fancy Olive Garden, or I won't mind fancy whatever, and you build it into the plan, then you know where you're eating and what you're
going. Yeah, and you're almost thinking in your head, I'm getting my restaurant at some
point.
In
3 days.
So I don't mind where we eat because I'm going to get to go to where I want to go.
It just saves that whole conversation. 100%. So that we knew at any point, because I'd done a plan for the 2 weeks, at any point we weren't saying to each other, what are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
We knew what we was doing.
Yeah. It also helps with I know I'm like small traits of autism.
Small.
Well, you know, it just helps when you know what you're doing, when you're doing it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go to Meadowhall. Right. I want to know, where am I eating before we even go? Where am I eating? What am I doing?
Time at the bar, please.
So, any other questions about?
I think I'm about done there, mate. I think you've answered.
For the benefit of the tape, obviously, as you can imagine, I had loads. That's why I spent 6 hours with him, because I thought there's no way I can fire off all this stuff on a pod. Mark, bless him, he'd be bored.
Where's your hoodie?
Well, my hoodie, yeah.
You wear a hoodie. Oh,
your podcast hoodie, you're not wearing it.
I know. Well, it's in wash.
I just looked over, then I thought I was sat next to Danny Zuko.
Well, I've got hair.
No.
I've got... It's in Wash, that's why. It's in Wash, so I've put my coat on for the benefit. So that's why I seem quite quiet, but because I've, like I said, done all this with him already.
Just so I've said it, my top three rides were Hagrid's, Velocicoaster, Stardust Racers.
Brilliant. All the three that I've never been on.
Absolutely. And you know what? Out of all them three, you absolutely love it. But when we go back in 2030, because we are doing it, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah. Are you saying it sounds like we are.
Are you saying it?
Oh, no, I'm pretty confident.
Mark's invited.
Yeah, you're coming, Mark.
But he's already told me that he's not coming because of the price of beer.
No. I'm buying a motorhome.
Good lad.
Right, okay.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a beer for... Well, no, we can't because we can't afford them and there'd be too, we'd have to have too many.
I'm going to go and see as much as I can of where I can.
I am very confident I'll be in on that.
When we go in 2030, I think I can't wait to see both of your faces on all their new rides.
Yeah.
But the one I'm looking forward to the most is Rise of the Resistance is going to pop your brain out.
Really?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Out of all them thrill rides, you'll love them all. It'll absolutely great. You'll be rubbing your face like mad. But Rise of the Resistance, I'm literally just going to film you all the way around it because it is going to pop your brain.
Well, speaking of pop your brain out, shall we spin the wheel?
Hey.
Whoa, why not?
Here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Come on.
He's nearly there. The Wheel of
Features. So there's nothing to go through from last week, is there?
So there's nothing to go through from last week, is there?
No.
No.
Is
no.
an echo.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Shall we spin it?
Yeah, spin it.
Here we go.
Oh.
What's it going to land on today?
Hey! It's Rob's Riddle!
Hey!
In the time it took, he could have traveled to the moon. Rob's Riddle finally has a theme tune. Can you guess it? Will you solve it?
We know how this one works. You don't need any introduction, do you? So here we go then. I'll kick straight off with this first one. So,
is there more than one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
These are shorter. They're not long ones. They're just short.
Are they not teaser ones? Are they not warm ups?
No, there's no warm ups.
Straight in. Here we go.
Bish bash bosh. I can be broken without being touched. I can be given without being held. I can be lost but never stolen. What am I?
Time.
Heart. Love.
Nope. I'm going to give it again. I can be broken without being touched. I can be given without being held. I can be lost but never stolen. What am I?
Your soul.
No.
Sleep.
Nope.
Mark's only good at these.
I know.
A paperclip.
I can't think.
He's poorly, bless him.
Shall I tell you? Shall I give you this one?
No, because I know it. You know when... The words are going in,
yeah.
Then it's just completely disappearing.
Just say it again.
I can be broken without being touched. I can be given without being held. I can be lost but never stolen. What am I?
Time was a good guess, weren't it, from you? Yeah.
Thanks.
I can be.
You know when you know it's easy.
It's not something real. It's not something tangible, is it?
It's one word.
Yeah, but it's not something tangible. It's something like
no,
time.
No, it's not tangible. No.
See, the first thing that came to me on the first one was silence.
Yeah. It's going to be a word, isn't it? Yeah. It's not, like I said, it's not an object.
What's the second one?
I can be broken without being touched. I can be given without being held.
Promise.
Nope.
Ooh, good guess, though.
Yeah.
Breath.
No.
Go on then.
Trust.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were sort of skirting around edges, weren't we?
You were very close.
Yeah. Well, I weren't, but these two were.
I can be stolen in an instant and rebuilt over years. I am written without ink and carried without weight. What am I?
Sounds like trust again.
Yeah.
I've
I've forgotten them already.
I can be stolen in an instant and rebuilt over years. I am written without ink and carried without weight.
Guilt.
Ooh, good guess.
Good guess. It's not right. I'm trying to think if that last one works right.
It's somewhat, again, similar to the last one, isn't it? Somewhat can be a word like that. Love. Guilt.
One more time. Give it one more time.
I can be stolen in an instant and rebuilt over years. I am written without ink and carried without weight. What am I? Carried without weight is a little bit misleading to some degree, but maybe I'm not thinking about it.
What first one again?
What, the first riddle?
Yeah, the first riddle.
I can be stolen in an instant. I'll give you a clue.
Could be time.
We were talking about it earlier, right at the start of the podcast.
Soup.
Cereal. Goldfish.
No.
All crabs.
No. Crabs.
Walking. Sideways.
Roller coasters.
Go on.
Memory.
Memory.
Well, I forgot. I forgot what we were
talking. Okay, let me just check. Okay. I follow you, though I have no feet. I lengthen with the sun and vanish
shadow.
In the dark. Correct.
He's there.
Shadow.
He's back.
Shadow.
He's okay. Woke up.
I can speak without sound and fill a room with meaning. I am sometimes broken to relieve and sometimes kept to remember. I can speak without sound and fill a room with meaning. I am sometimes broken to relieve and sometimes kept to remember.
Atmosphere.
Broken to relieve.
A fart.
You were the first thing that came to my head, though.
Again, Bob, go on.
I can speak without sound.
Why do you look confused when you've got the answer in front of you?
He always looks confused.
I've just looked at it and now I'm reading with the answer in mind.
Right.
I can speak without sound and fill a room with meaning. I am sometimes broken to relieve and sometimes kept to remember. What am I?
A photo.
Yeah. I don't even know if I get this one.
Right, there's no hope for me then.
I don't think you'll get this. Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Silence.
Oh, you said that for the other one, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
I reckon Rob's mixed his answers up.
Yeah.
Here's one you're going to get, and this will be the last one.
Right, okay.
I am a thief and a gift. I erase kings and raise seedlings. I am kept by clocks, but owned by no one. What am I?
Time.
Is it time?
Correct. Yeah.
Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
Well done. All the congratulations go to Rob for reading them.
I've just realised something, Mark.
Yes.
We can make Kurt jealous.
Oh.
Because where did we go while he was in Florida?
Of course. Well, we went on his own sort of joint. To Jaunt.
What?
Jaunt. Is it jaunt?
Okay, yeah. That's what I said. Joint.
I'm trying to think of a word. I'm going to say trip.
We put your roller coasters to shame.
Yeah.
And you didn't have your flag confiscated.
Yeah, exactly. Because we went to Alton Towers.
Marvellous. Yes. Was it good?
And it was brilliant, weren't it?
It was fantastic.
Did you do what you said you were going to do and pay over the odds to buy fast passes?
We did.
And that was buying fast passes when you went out of school holidays midweek.
Listen,
on a Thursday.
Don't get
on
me started about that. I thought, right, here we go. We're going to be walking on. Right, I said to a girl in queue, I says, it just seems really quiet today. Does it get any busier? No, it don't get any busier than this. They're just all walk-ons.
And how much had you paid extra for the fast passes?
80 quid.
Extra? Yeah. On top of your admin?
Yeah. Each? Yeah.
You know when they made that sale? They were sat there going,
what a pair of lunatics.
Do you know what, though?
I was trying to get money off Rob all day.
In all fairness, right? We did the rides just straight in, just did the normal queue, because obviously there were no queues. But as it did get to midday,
There were at least 10 people.
They did start to be queues.
5 minute queue.
There were queues, but it just meant that we just straight on weren't it.
Well, the biggest thing for me, right?
I could just imagine them in normal queues looking at you going, look at them two idiots here. Yeah. They've paid extra for this.
So first of all, Mark and Kirk's been to Alton Towers, haven't you?
Yes.
The last time I went to Alton Towers, the corkscrew was the biggest ride they had.
Really? Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Really?
Well, the reason I said that, and I'm sure the people listening will know, the biggest thing for me for the Fast Pass was that I didn't have to walk all the way around all these switchbacks and that.
Yeah. Because
when you're queuing, the queue sort system. Of queue system, because it were like miles and miles, and my knees were hurting, my back were hurting, and with Fast Pass I could just walk straight on.
Yeah, because so they're not things that you could just go under, or you've got to go around the whole queuing system, regardless of the fact that there's no queue. Whereas Fastpass, you go down a much shorter queue.
Yeah.
So it saved Mark's.
Yeah.
You've never been to an empty queuing system with me, have you?
You struggle there. But I will tell you two funny stories. One, the scaredest I've ever seen Mark wasn't on any rides. It was on the cable car that got us from one part of the park to the other.
I'd have been exactly the same.
Honestly, we're on this thing. I weren't doing anything. I weren't jumping up and down or anything. But we got right to end. It's just about the dock. And it stopped and started to swing. And Mark just went, what did he say now?
Should we bleep this out?
Something like, oh my God, get me on this effing... get me off this effing ride. It's not a ride, Mark.
What are you going to be like on Skyliner in Florida?
Well, I don't know. But it needed fixing or something. Somewhere went right
away. And then the other funny thing, right, they've redone the haunted house, mm-hmm. right? redone it. And it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good now.
They've actually gone back to scare.
All right.
Right, it's a scary ride. And we got there... And literally, there were no queue. Like, there's absolutely no queue. So we just... it was like walking up to someone's front door, weren't it?
Yeah.
Walked up and got there. And as soon as just about to walk in, I looked to the left and went, hold on a minute. I went, there's a new ride. That weren't there before, were it?
No.
And we looked over and fancy letters thing. We're like, chuffing hell.
Fancy what?
Fancy lettering and fancy logo.
Yeah.
We're like... sod it, let's go on that one first and we'll come back to this
one. Really good. Yeah, we'll all, you know, name it.
So we literally went, right, come on, let's go. So we went in. It was the queue for that ride. We walked all the way around the queuing system and got came back to where you front were. Door and went,
I bet Mark were fuming. I bet he was absolutely.
I can imagine all the way home.
Fuming.
All the way home.
We were literally walking in and went, should we go on that other one first? Come on, let's go on that other one. Walked in all the way around, and we're like, we literally started walking up, and we're all looking at each other and just started giggling and went, this is the queuing system for this park, isn't it?
Rob's like that, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Another thing I would like to say as well, so obviously we went on all the big rides, just Rita, you know, and Smiler and stuff, and there were one ride that Rob and Gemma particularly wants to go on, Sonic Simp Spinball or something, it's called, right?
Yeah.
I've never been on this, and it's sort of like in kiddie section, is it, that type of thing. We said, oh, we'll go on that. I'm like, okay, let me have a look at it first.
Last ride.
Anyway, because I don't like spinning things. That's the thing, I don't like things that spin. So, and drop rides I don't really like, but everything else I'm good for. They went, oh, it's fine. I didn't really have time because we had to rush a little bit.
We were literally closing. It was like 1 minute. The park shut at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I mean, didn't open till what, 11?
10.
10.
Mm. And shut 4.
So we didn't have much time. So I thought, let me have a little look. I thought, oh, it's fine. I got on this thing, right? And it's like a pod of four. So it's like Crusher's Coaster type thing where there's two there and two there. So Rob and Gemma sat together. And I sat by myself, and then a little girl got next to me, and she's like, oh, I love this. And I went, oh, we set off at 100 miles an hour. I'm going, Jesus Christ, what is going off here?
Oh, effing hell. And there's this little girl sat next to him, and I'm like, Mark, no. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't think I swore. I didn't swear.
I'm sure you didn't.
I'm sure you did. And this girl said to me, are you enjoying it? I went, oh, I'm hating this. Get me off. And he just went, honestly. It was horrible. And I came off, I was feeling sick.
He felt sick. It was the last ride we got on, and he felt terrible. Sick.
The little girl got off covered in carrots.
Worst ride I've ever been on. These two are laughing their arse off at me. I'm like, It were bad.
It were brilliant.
It were bad.
But yeah, so we had our own taste of Florida.
Well done. The only thing that I'm worried about now is the fact that Mark just sat there and said about his knees and his back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How are you going to cope when we go to Florida in another 4 years, 5 years' time?
5 years.
Mobility scooter, sort us.
And on that note,
absolutely. Yeah,
we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.